We're with Coach Joy Robinson. Cougars win 28-22 in a very exciting ball game. First time the Cougars have beat Hendersonville since 1986, and that was a team with Sam Gash that played with the New England Patriots.
Yeah, it's just a huge win for our program, and you know, I can't say enough about these kids. And you know, Coach Lauder said this was probably the second best team he's ever had at Hendersonville coming into it. So I don't know. Our kids played with a lot of heart. They played responsibilities very well. They've done their job. And they just kept fighting to the end. And I thought, you know, I just thought we played with a lot of heart.
Coach, you go back to last week's game against the Irwin Warriors, and your kids learned a lot from that experience, and they applied it tonight. You could see it on the field that they, you know, they learned the lessons they need to learn to get to be a better football team.
They did. And, you know, the Irwin game, as a coaching staff, we knew it wouldn't count on our record. And we tried some stuff that we usually wouldn't try, but it paid off for us tonight because it let us work on some stuff that we usually wouldn't work on. And, you know, let us see our flaws. And we, you know, we had to throw the ball against this defense tonight because they were, you know, they're unbelievably fast defensively. They've not allowed hardly any points. And so we knew we had to do some different stuff to score. And I thought that Tyson played phenomenal, and especially the second half. And I thought Drew Letterman made some unbelievable plays.
Coach, their offense and defensive line, even though that we think of Hendersonville as being quick, they had some huge youngsters, 270, 312 on that line. And in the second half, you were controlling the line of scrimmage.
We did. And we, you know, we came back off the Irwin game, and I wasn't very happy with the way we executed. And we didn't play Mountain Heritage football even when we were running it. And so we came back, and we don't do this very often, but we went heavy 3 days. And you know, we don't do that here very often, but we had to get back to some basics and some just basic fundamental blocking and tackling. And, you know, the kids responded, and I thought up front we played extremely well, especially some of our younger kids who had to step in and play.
Coach, you had to play aggressive but under control, because if you overplay Desmond Whiteside, he'll find the seam and get gone. And I think you did as good a job as anybody could do against that youngster.
We did, and we hit him. And I thought that was crucial. I thought we got to him early, and we banged him up a little bit and frustrated him, and I think that's the key. But our kids played the responsibility. We had a few breakdowns, but other than that, we played our responsibilities really well. And, you know, we knew if they were patient enough to go 5 yards, they might do that all night. But we knew they'd try to bounce it and get big plays, and we'd get them for a loss. And we tried to force them inside the big gaps. And I thought our kids done an extremely, extremely good job. And I thought, you know, our coaches have done a phenomenal job coaching them this week.
When things went well, your kids responded. When things didn't go well, they responded.
They did. And when Whiteside intercepted the pass right here in the flats, you know, it looked pretty dismal. And, you know, a team with no heart would fold it right there. And, you know, I think, you know, people were asking what was wrong with us and this, that, and the other. But when you look at what Robbinsville done to Swain tonight, Robbinsville's a heck of a football team. And we have beat two really good football teams when we were down. And that shows a lot of character. It shows a lot of heart. And I think it shows where this program's at.
Coach, this is a ball game that you want to sit back and enjoy. I know you're very tired after the effort tonight, but you can't rest a whole lot because Polk County and Owen are right around the corner.
They are, and they won't be much sleep tonight. And, you know, I'm just so excited for our kids and happy for our kids and more than anything for our program. This was a huge win for our community. And, you know, I told our JVs last night that, you know, this was a – if they come and watch, you know, you have to learn how to beat teams like this. You don't just show up and play and beat them. You have to learn how to beat them, and our kids have really worked hard in the weight room, and they play smart, and that's how you have to beat a team that's this athletic. So I'm really proud of our kids, and we'll worry about Polk tomorrow.
Big step though tonight, Coach.
Big step. We need a lot of people to go to Polk County. We need a huge crowd down there. They're undefeated, and you know, we need to take Burnsville to Polk County and try to steal one down there.
Like to play them all at home, Coach.
I mean, this is a special place, but, you know, we're telling our seniors and our players right now that every game we play, we're playing for the right to play here in the playoffs.
Coach, congratulations. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Coach.